You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Every day we look at the major political stories you need to pay attention to. And guess what? Auntie Pat is dishing the dirt. She's got files on a DA-led municipality in the Southern Cape. She's comparing what's going on there to the VBS saga. Is this political opportunism at an election time? Or is she still the crusader against corruption she wants us to believe she is? She joins us now on the line, the president of Good. Patricia DeLille, very good morning to you. Thank you for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani.
Now, you're comparing this alleged corruption, as you say, to the VBS saga. What are the similarities in what you have?
I think, first of all, Bongani, we must not insult whistleblowers and link them to elections. The whistleblowers came with that material to me now. It's got nothing to do with the elections. We should rather be encouraging people more to speak up about these issues. Why I'm comparing it with the VBS, it is because there were some kickbacks involved and people were taking commission on taxpayers' money. More than 350 million was invested in a company that has not even participated in the tender process. But secondly, the councillor who is the portfolio chair of finance in George, he introduced his son to this company at his house, where they agreed that the son will be like a broker. And 400,000 rand as a kickback given to the son. So this is no opportunist. It is a fact. It is the truth. But the hypocrisy is that up till today, the DA has not acted against that councillor Cronier. He is still the chairperson of finance. He is still sitting in council. Yes, they have acted against the chief financial officer. But even the chief financial officer, the case had to be concluded within 60 days, and he was suspended. Yeah. He is back at work as we speak now. So that is the issue. Corruption can come out any time, wherever the skirt rears its ugly head.
All right. There was a report last year that the Hawks had raided the municipal offices and homes of some of the people allegedly involved in this, but no arrests have been made.
Raising Bongani,
yeah.
In terms of a forensic report, the forensic report by an independent legal firm made two recommendations. One, that the chief financial officer must be investigated and disciplined. And the second recommendation, that the councillor, Mr. Cronier, must be disciplined in terms of the code of conduct for councillors. That second recommendation of the report from the forensic report has never been implemented by the DA. And that is what I reported to the public protector in terms of Section 8 of the regulations of the Municipal Finance Management Act. So I'm aware that the Hawks have raided there, that the Hawks are busy investigating. My point as I raised to the public protector is that the DA has not acted against the councillor.
How did you get hold of the report?
Well, then again, it's a whistleblower that gave me the report. I gave all the files that came to me about a week ago. I gave it all over to the public protector. She's going to evaluate and assess the information. And then, of course, she will start her investigation. So I've done my duty on behalf of the whistleblowers, have gone and delivered the information to the public protector. And now we must see whether the DA is going to take action to discipline their councillor.
Whilst, of course, I mean, as you point out, we should always respect and aid, in fact, whatever information anyone gets from whistleblowers. The criticism will be certainly from the cynical that the timing of this and the fanfare with which it's been done is going to be timed, well-timed for you to be back on the, on the national stage as Patricia DeLille, the crusader for corruption. What do you say to that cynicism?
My name has become synonymous with fighting corruption in this country. Not waiting for elections before or after, I've been exposing corruption for the past 25 years, even when we started our new democracy. And my record is there for everyone to see. So I will continue to fight the scourge of corruption in our country, because corruption steals from the poor. And the money that people are stealing could have been used for the poor. So I've released all the information to the media, including the forensic report, and people can go and read and see, oh, she had to wait for this information until after the election. She was not supposed to give protection to the whistleblower. Now, how can we build a country where we want clean and effective government, but when corruption is exposed, you question the messenger instead of looking what is in the message of corruption?
Let me ask you a final question. As the president of Good, Patricia de Lille, I mean, what's your message to voters? People who say they know this record of which you speak, of you personally being an anti-corruption crusader, but they don't quite know what Good stands for and what the party might be without the personality of Patricia de Lille.
Well, certainly, people don't know. They can contact us for information. We've got a website for good.org.za. We've got telephone numbers there. We've got our policies as a right on there. So anybody who wants to read it can do so. The second point, the question that voters need to ask, you know, do we still want the same old political parties? Both the DA and the ANC have failed South Africa. And Good is saying that because they have failed and continue to just make empty promises, people must start looking at an alternative. Look for new ideas, fresh ideas. And that is what Good is bringing to the table. We are saying that if good South Africans do nothing, that is when evil and corruption prosper. And so our policies are there. It's not just all about me. You can go on our website. You can see how many young people we have recruited because we want young people also to be recognized in South Africa.
All right. We'll leave it there. Patricia de Lille, the president of Good, trying to do some good, she claims. Do you accept that with a pinch of salt, with a tinge of cynicism? She says, don't disrespect whistleblowers. The timing of this election has nothing to do with my expose of my former party, with whom I'm still very, very angry. That's not what it is. I'm a genuine citizen fighting for the good of the country. Let's focus on the allegations, she says. Do you buy it? Are you convinced?